Blog Talk Radio.
Bless Lord. All right, 1 second here. All right, give me a second here. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 second. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord, we say thank you, God. Oh, bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having some technical difficulties. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 second here. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. All right, all right, all right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you. Okay, let me see. All right. Amen. Having some technical difficulties, we're going to move forward in faith. Amen. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father. Hallelujah, we come to give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor. We come to say thank you, Father, for one more day, Father, that you have made, one more day that you have kept us, one more day, Father God. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we honor you, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We declare, hallelujah, that you are God and you are God alone. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you would unfold this day according to your love, your grace, your goodness, and your mercies. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, Amen, amen, amen. And our soul says, Amen again. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to bind every spirit of retaliation as we begin on this morning. Amen. I'm having some technical difficulties here with the sound. I'm on our backup. I just need to make sure. So what I'm going to do, I can see the telephone numbers. I see the last four digits. I think I recognize the number. I'm just going to open it, one up the lines and say good morning just to see if, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me? I just opened up your lines. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, Pastor, can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you for answering. All right, I just wanted to make sure you could hear me and I could open up the line. Sister Shannon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Amen, thank you. I'm having some technical difficulties on this morning, amen. And amen, because something happened with the sound. I don't know, but nevertheless, as long as you can hear me, I can hear you, amen. God hears all of us. Amen. So we're going to keep it moving. Amen. So we'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our visitors, all of our family. Amen. Greetings to you and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness and all of these other things. amen, shall be added unto us. Amen. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. If this is your first time with us, amen, well, first of all, we want to greet you in Jesus' name, and we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We've been meeting faithfully for the last 10 years and 9 months. Amen. And we're continuing to move forward. Amen. By his grace and by his mercy. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And the first time we call you a visitor. Amen. And the second time we call you family. We call you friend. Amen. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all of the honor. All right, all right, all right, all right. We bless God, we bless God, we bless God for bringing us through the week, for bringing us through the week. Amen. And we're here. Amen. This morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It takes everything inside of you when you have some difficulties. Amen. Like we're experiencing this morning. But guess what? Hallelujah. You can't focus on the difficulties. Amen. You just have to look straight forward. Amen. And move on. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for this another day. Amen. That he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. Let us go into the word on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me see something. I'm going to see if the music works this way. Amen. Glory be to God. We have hindrances. We taught on how Satan will come and try to hinder. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to see something this morning. That way. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Bless God. Father God, we say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you for binding every spirit of distraction on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call the devil a liar and the father of lies. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, amen, chapter number 5, I want to read a couple verses in your hearing, starting in verse number 18. And it reads as thus, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And amen. And amen. We want to thank God for the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, beloved, amen. We want to talk to you a little bit this morning about remaining faithful in the fight, amen. And we are soldiers in the army, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We are soldiers in the Lord's army, hallelujah. We got to keep our fight on, Hallelujah. Song says, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Soldiers in the armies of the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. In our scripture this morning, amen. Hallelujah. We have a charge, amen, that Brother Paul gave us. Glory be to God. Amen. I charge you. I charge you. Glory be to God, brethren. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Paul uses that word, brethren, amen, from the Greek, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Adelphos, glory be to God. Hallelujah, which is an old word in the New Testament. Glory be to God. It's usually translated, amen, brethren. Hallelujah. Paul says, amen, and I charge you by the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The holy brethren. And beloved, amen, hallelujah, when we look at this word, brother, glory be to God, it was used by physicians in the medical world to describe two people who were born from the same womb. Amen, glory be to God. Some of us have siblings now, brothers and sisters, glory be to God. So when the early Greeks addressed each other as brethren, they meant to convey the idea that you and I are brothers. You and I, we came out of the same womb of humanity. We have the same feelings. We have similar emotions, and we deal with the same problems in life. In every aspect, we are truly brothers. Glory be to God. In part, beloved, this was Paul's thinking when he addressed his readers as brethren. By using his terminology, he brought himself right down to the level of his readers to identify with their position in life and with their personal struggles and victories. And this is what we like about Brother Paul. Brother Paul knew how to be a base. He knew how to come down. Amen. Whatever level you was on, amen, he came to you right on that level. Amen. He wasn't all bougie. Glory be to God. If it was somebody, glory be to God, hallelujah, of low means, he knew how to come low. Glory be to God. He didn't stay low. But he knew how to come low to meet with that person. Glory be to God. And Jesus, our prime example. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why Paul could, amen, he could testify before kings. Amen. You can put him in the king's court and he would be effective. You can put him in the hood and he would be effective. Glory be to God. You could put him among prominent people and he would be effective. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for that ability. Matter of fact, God gives us the same ability, Father God, saints, amen, glory be to God, because he tells us that he who winneth souls is wise. He who sinneth souls is wise. So it's when you can meet people on the level that they are on, my God, but not be affected by that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh my God! When you can speak to a group of people walking out of speakeasy, glory be, but not take a drink. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh my God! When you can minister to a group of drug addicts, amen, but not get a shot. My God, Jesus. Oh my God, hallelujah. When you can go into the whorehouse, glory be to God, hallelujah, and minister to somebody, amen, but still come out clean. Oh my God, hallelujah. Oh, the grace of God, the mercies of God, hallelujah. So here, glory be to God, amen, Paul was saying that they was truly brothers. They was born from the womb of God, hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. This is why us being born again, hallelujah, we're thicker than our blood family. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, why? Because we are all born from the womb of God, related by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are members of the same spiritual family. One body in Christ. Hallelujah. One head and one body. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the head, and we are the body. My God, hallelujah. Every born-again believer. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Paul, amen, hallelujah, he said, read this to all the holy brethren. Now, this word here, beloved, hallelujah, brethren, now, also had another very significant meaning during the New Testament times, a meaning that it doesn't have in our world today. Glory be to God. It was used during the time of Alexander the Great to describe faithful soldiers. Faithful soldiers. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Glory be to God. These fighting men were true brothers. They was true comrades. They was true partners who were united to fight the same fight, handle the same weapons, and win the same wars. From time to time, Alexander the Great would hold huge public ceremonies where he would give awards to soldiers who had gone the extra mile in a battle. Glory be to God. Going the extra mile. Hallelujah. Doing more than what's expected. Hallelujah. When the most highly esteemed awards were given, Alexander the Great would beckon the most faithful soldiers on stage to stand right next to him. And before an audience of soldiers, he would embrace each faithful soldier, and he would publicly declare, Alexander the Great is proud to be the brother of this soldier. I'm proud to be your brother. I'm proud to be your sister. I'm proud. Why? Because we come out the same womb. I'm proud because we are fighting the same fight. I'm proud to be associated with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Sometimes we are not proud, beloved, in the natural. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are not even proud in the spiritual. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us that we are our brother's keeper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm proud. Why? Because we share the same womb. Glory be to God. The word brother was this Greek word, beloved. But in this instance, it referred to military men who were brothers in battle. This was the highest and the greatest compliment that could be given to a soldier during the time of Alexander the Great. Thus, to be a brother meant that a person was a true comrade. Through the thick and the thin of battle, these soldiers stood together. Oh, my God, isn't it beautiful, beloved? Isn't it beautiful when you got somebody standing with you? Hallelujah. When times get hard, when things get tough, hallelujah, you can't find nobody standing with you. Glory be to God. The ones that used to talk to you, not talking to you no more. The ones that used to pray with you, not praying with you no more. Glory be to God, you can't find them. Glory right when you need them. Glory be to God. Somebody came up with a slogan, amen, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Glory be to the living God. It is very encouraging to know that you have somebody standing with you through the thick and through the thin. Glory be to God. I have one particular friend, glory be to God, and the prophet, hallelujah, the apostle, actually, before the Lord called him home last year, prophesied to her, and it's true. And it's true, because I've been knowing her for years. He said, you're the type of person that'll go down on a sinking ship. Oh, glory be to God. That's the type of person she is. If she was in, she's in. If she's your friend, she's your friend. She's not going to back up because time gets hard. Beloved, amen, that's what God is looking for, even in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you want a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Jesus never backed up. Jesus didn't quit. He could have quit. Hallelujah. When times got hard, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating drops of blood. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Prayed the same prayer three times. Father, hallelujah, if it be thy will. I could have called 6,000 legions of angels. But no, he didn't quit. He went on, glory be to God, and said, I finished my course. Oh, glory be to God, I finished my course. Brother Paul said the same thing, I finished my course. God wants that to be our testimony. Glory be to God, I finished my course. Why? Because they didn't have a turning back spirit. They didn't have a turning back spirit in the Lord's kingdom. They didn't have a turning back spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And these were these type of men right here, through the thick and through the thin. They was achieving a special level of brotherhood known only by those who stay united when times get tough, beloved. This was also part of what Paul had in mind when Paul wrote to the early church. Hallelujah. So when Paul called his fellow brethren, hallelujah, when he called them brethren, but this is what Paul was telling them, beloved. Hallelujah. Quote, Paul was saying, in addition to being blood brothers, we are all in a similar fight, slugging it out against the same enemy. And this common fight makes us real comrades. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We are all soldiers. Hallelujah. There's no big I's and little U's in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We are all soldiers. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the song, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I love this song, amen. I can't remember the name of it right now, amen, but it goes, deep inside this armor, the warrior is a child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're a child, if you're growing, if you're maturing at a faster rate than somebody else, at a slower rate than somebody else, the bottom line, beloved, amen, hallelujah, is that we are all in this together. We're in it together. We are our brother's keeper. We're in this thing together. We are all warriors. God is not a stepfather. Oh, no. He's not a grandfather either. Hallelujah. We all are in the same family. Hallelujah. Born out of the same womb. I'm sure that Paul's readers were probably struggling in their personal lives, like a lot of us are struggling in our personal lives today, beloved. But they didn't give up the fight. They didn't give up. That's why we have to admire those, amen, that keep fighting. Glory, we got to admire those that get knocked down from time to time, but they don't stay down. Glory be to God. They get on up again. Glory be to God. Realizing that it's not a sin to be knocked down, amen. The real sin comes in when we refuse to get up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're not giving up the fight, amen. We're fighting a good fight of faith. Sometimes we get a little tired. Sometimes, to be honest, we get a little weary, even though the Bible tells us not to get weary, but we get weary anyhow. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, we allow, amen, our circumstances to take effect. Amen, glory be to God. Sometimes we find us fighting off the spirit of depression and suppression and oppression. Glory be to God. Come on now. Sometimes we don't even feel like fighting. As I was saying yesterday, I said, not today. I just don't feel like fighting. Fighting today, glory be to God, but we continue to fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God, never give up. Never give up. I think it was Winston Churchill, glory be to God, who they flew in, amen, to this a college ceremony. I forget the name of the college right now. I believe it was Harvard. I remember it, but nevertheless, they flew the man in. Glory be to God. They introduced him. It was time for him to speak to the graduating class. Amen. And he stands up. Amen. And he looks out at the crowd and the hundreds of people in their caps and gowns, amen, ready, amen, graduating, and he looks at them and he says, never give up. Never give up. And he turned around and he sat down. Never give up. Three words. That was his message. And I'm telling you, it's a worthy message. It's a worthy message. Amen. Glory be to God. Get the message. Hallelujah. And so these brethren here never gave up the fight. Beloved, do you know anybody like that? Amen. Maybe you. Amen, that you just hang in there. Hallelujah. Everyone here knows my personal motto, persist until you succeed. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Glory be to God. Sometimes you want to give up. Don't give up. Glory be to God. The devil wants to make you think you lost the fight. No, you didn't lose the fight. You can't lose the fight if you're walking with God. Hallelujah. Because if that means if you lost the fight, he lost the fight. Glory be to God. Never give up. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Brother Job says, glory be to God. I'm going to hold on until my change come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this was, amen, the mentality. Glory be to God. See, you have to make a decision in your head. You got to make a decision in your mind. Hallelujah. And I'm in it to win it. Hallelujah. I'm in it to win it. When you make a decision in your mind, and if you think on that long enough, because as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. And let it get to your heart. Then glory be to God. And then speak it out of your mouth. Because your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. And then now you're on one accord with yourself. You're on one accord with yourself when your mind and your heart is in agreement. When you're not double-minded. When you already made a decision. Hey, you can't make me change my mind. You can't make me change my mind. Glory, because I know that my God is able. My God is able. Glory be to God. That's the mentality that these brothers had, beloved. They just refused to give up the fight. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, they refused to give up the fight. Refused to give up the fight. They were still on the front lines, slugging it out, one step at a time. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to slug it out. You got to slug it out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've already anointed. You've already anointed to win. Put your whole armor on. You're already empowered to win. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You got to slug it out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. You got to slug it out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is what these men did. Hallelujah. They were the kind of believers who are worth knowing and worthy to be called brothers. Why? Because they possessed an ongoing commitment to stay faithful in the battle and committed to the cause. Isn't it a blessing to be associated, beloved? Amen, with men and women of God like that. Hallelujah. Don't give up easy. They don't quit. Glory be to God. They don't surrender easy. Glory be to God. Even with all the hell they've been through, they come on out singing. There's a story behind my praise. Hallelujah. When they come out singing in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Isn't it beautiful to be associated with men and women of this caliber and faith? Oh, glory be to God. How many of you know people like that today? Hallelujah. Well, regardless of how many you know, the goal is for us to be one. To be one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To be the role model that you desire to have. Allow God to make you that person. Why? Hallelujah. Because God wants to work in us until Christ be formed in us. And, beloved, sometimes this is why God allows us to go through certain situations, because we are in training for reigning. We're in training for reigning. The situation wasn't sent to kill you. The situation wasn't sent to throw you under the bus, but it was sent to make you. For our light affliction, which endureth but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding greater reward. Amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Beloved, amen, no matter how well or how badly these believers were doing in the midst of their fight, at least they were still fighting. I'm going to say this as I close on this morning. But they ain't fighting too good. They're not fighting too good. They're not fighting too good. No, 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 no. Regardless, glory be to God, of how bad they was fighting, or how good they was fighting, the point that we're making today is that they were still fighting. Sometimes people fight a good fight and say, well, that's it, and then they quit because you won that battle, you won that round, and you think you don't have to fight anymore. And sometimes people might lose a fight, and then they want to, amen, get discouraged and not try again, amen. But these men are admirable because they kept fighting. See, I lost that round. Let me try again. Ah, my God. I lost that round. Let me try again. Ah, hallelujah. We won that one, and we're going to win the next one, too. Ah, thank you, God. Others had given up, but they had not. And as long as they remained faithful to the fight and they refused to relinquish their stand of faith, Paul viewed them as exceptional, fine soldiers, the kind of soldiers that anyone would be happy to associate with. Beloved, you got any of those in your life? You got any people like that? Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that be said of you. Let that be said of you. This brother here, this sister here is a fine soldier. Why? What makes them so fine? Because they refuse to quit. Because they refuse to quit. The word brother here declares that it's not really how well you fight in life that counts. The word brother here, beloved, is declaring to us today that what really counts is that you keep on fighting. I come to encourage you this morning. Get your fight on. Get your fight back. Get your fight back. Come on, glory be to God. Don't give up on yourself. And don't give up on those believers around you who seem to be struggling. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. See, because as long as they keep on trying, as long as they stay in the battle, they are worthy of your friendship. And you should be proud to be associated with people of such a spiritual caliber that they just refuse to quit. They just refuse to quit. They just refuse to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. The song says, amen, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Remain faithful to the fight, saints, and keep your fight on. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. We ask you to help us see ourselves and other Christian brothers and sisters as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Help us, Father, develop an attitude of determination that refuses to surrender to hardship or to throw in the towel in the face of difficulty. At the same time that this attitude is being developed inside of us, Father, use us to help fortify the same determined attitude in other Christian soldiers who face hostile forces that have come to steal their victory and come to steal their joy. And we say thank you, Father, for we ask you these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today, and to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. And it's the word of God will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. That was a difficult message for me to bring this morning, beloved. Amen. Because of the opposition. Amen. Glory be to God because of satanic activity. But amen. We plead the blood of Jesus. And the fact that I know I'm having difficulty right here on the service today. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm coming in through a back door. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got to do something special to even hear you, and I wanted to open up the lines today, which I'm still going to do. Amen. So because of that, amen. So you're trying to minister the word. You're trying to stay focused, which I brought the message forth. I pray you were blessed by it. But you have all these invisible forces coming against you. And today, for some reason, but the devil is a liar. The devil's come to steal my joy. I know what he's coming for, but he can't have it because the joy of the Lord is my strength. He got the only way the devil can steal my joy, he got to get on the inside of me. Because my external situations don't dictate, amen, my prosperity and my joy in the Lord. See, and I think I've probably been laughing too much for him. Amen. Glory be to God. I've probably been too joyous for him. So he come to steal it. Amen. Because that's what he does. Amen. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And it's not my computer. Amen. Because I tried some other things. Amen. So it's something going on today. But we're going to straighten it out. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and honor. All right, all right, all right, all right. Said that. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen, if you heard me struggling with the word today, amen, as long as you heard the word. Don't focus on the struggle. Amen. Focus on the word. Amen. That's what's not going to return void. All right. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Okay. So now we have a birthday today, saints. Amen. Let me play 1 minute of our birthday song in Jesus' name.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And I think I know the last 4 digits of her number. Let me see. Sister Aquanetta, are you with us on this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Aquanetta. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. We all love you. Oh, yes, we do. We all love you. And Jesus does too. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Sister Aquanetta, amen. We want to take this time this morning, amen, to show you some love, amen. We want to thank God for you, amen, how you was introduced to this ministry. You came, amen, you jumped in and you remained, amen. Glory be to God and you're here, amen. We We have been watching you, hearing you. We see, amen, how you are steadfast, amen, committed, amen. Truly, you are one of those brethren that we talked about this morning, amen, a sister that's in it to win it, amen. Glory be to God. You refuse to quit your fight, amen. Hallelujah. We admire that about you. Amen. We have seen your growth, amen, for the times that you have been here with us, amen, your spiritual growth, amen, and your love and your compassion, amen. We see you coming out of the shell, amen, coming out of the cave. Matter of fact, you already out, amen, going deeper into the Lord's kingdom, amen. So truly, amen, it is a pleasure to be associated, amen, with a warrior on your caliber, amen. Glory be to God. Groomed, amen, a fine soldier in God's army. Thanking God, amen, that he has connected you with us here in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, as we work this thing together in this part of the vineyard, amen. So we love you from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I love you, amen, and we want to wish you a happy, 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 happy birthday, that this birthday would be the best birthday ever. Amen, the best one out of all of them, amen, and yet, amen, at the bottom of the list for all the ones to come, amen. So that is our birthday wish to you from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and at this time, amen, we want to give you the floor if it's anything you desire to say.
I am just so full with gratitude. I am so thankful that strong, dedicated fellowship of warm people and loving, caring people. I got a beautiful birthday present the other day. I don't think anybody can top this one. Sister Erica gave it to me. Pastor Erica gave it to me. Every time I watch the live, I cry. I'll never forget that birthday present, the prophecy. It just makes me cry thinking about it. And it's a blessing to be able to receive it through a message. It was a heartfelt. You know, you could get prophesied sitting in a room with someone. And they can touch you, their hands on you and all that. But when you can get it through a phone wire, that's awesome. I just, that's my birthday present. That was my birthday present. And this ministry is a birthday present that keeps on giving. And I'm just thankful for everyone on this line. I just am for all the sisters. Brother Reed, just thankful. Two or more gathered, and I'm just grateful. And I thank y'all for loving me, because I love every one of you. And God bless. In Jesus' name. Let them cry.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We're going to give the benediction. Then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. If anybody want to say anything to our minister, Aquanetta. Amen. Beautiful name. Never heard that name before. Amen. Beautiful name. Amen. She's one of our newest, amen, ministry partners, her and Sister Brenda Carter. We got maybe a handful, but she's one of them. Amen. So we want to, amen, give her some love and give her some encouragement. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. So at this time, amen, thank God for it, Pastor Erica Bradford. I agree with you. Amen. And glory be. And I do concur with Minister Pastor Bradford's prophecy to you night before last. I concur. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, the flesh and blood did not reveal that to her. That was the Spirit of God speaking through her exactly to you. So I'm glad you received it, because it's yours. Amen. It's yours. Amen. All right, all right, all right. In form of announcements, today at 12 o'clock, we'll be at the altar prayer. Amen. And then back at 10 p.m., amen, for our praise party. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Come on, saints. Amen. Come with something. Just come and make a deposit. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't have to outdo somebody else and all that and all that. Just come and make a deposit. Amen. Hallelujah. Come with a song. Come with a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Come with a scripture. Come with a reading. Amen. Hallelujah. Just come. Amen. And just, amen, enjoy the party. Amen. Glory be to God. And bring something with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody bring a dish. Everybody bring a cover dish. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praised. All right. Then, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning at 10, same time, place, and station. And then we have another birthday on tomorrow, our evangelist Nancy. Amen. And so we want to thank God for the October birthdays. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we thank you for your offerings. Amen. Your donations, your love, your support, your financial support to help us to continue to take ministry where ministry is not gone. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. So, amen, there's several ways that you can sow into the soil of this word. Amen. And our website is Cash App is $LifeWordJesus. The website is www.lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. Amen and amen. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the word that have gone forth. The devil was not able to stop the word from going forth. It will not return to you void, Father God. Thank you for Sister Aquanetta's birthday, Father God. Another day, another year that you have blessed this woman, Father God. Hallelujah. Who's standing up, Father God, in the fight, refusing, Father God, to fight, to stop fighting. In the name of Jesus, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation coming up against her. Bind every spirit of retaliation coming up against all of our ministry partners, Father God, and their families in Jesus' name, and binding the spirit of retaliation coming up, Father God, trying to have its way with me, Father God, and my family this day. We say not so. We plead the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper. In Jesus' name, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are unable to be touched by evil. Father God, we dip ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times. Seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We dip this day in the blood. Our glory be to God. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not prosper. It will not take root. And it will not pass. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father God, for a beautiful day. Meet us at the altar at 12. Father God, hallelujah, may your anointing fall, and then back at 10 p.m. for our praise party, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Make it easy for Minister Joanne Thurman tonight, Father God. May she not have to come and pull a heavy load tonight, Father, but may everybody come, Father God, with some form of participation, Father God, where you and you alone be glorified. But, Father God, this is not about nobody but you, and so we say thank you. And we bless you. Thank you for the offerings, the donations, the tithes, Father God, hallelujah, that have come in this week, that's still coming in, that's coming in today, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We ask that you will bless the giver, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, Father God, and bless the money, Father God, to be used for the building up of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, be your majesty, your dominion, and power. both now and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. And give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. The floor is open. Amen. For your love and well wishes to Sister Aquanetta. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. I think the lines are open. Are the lines open?
Yes.
The lines are open, I believe.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
We have a couple
morning,
people talking. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good morning. Praise God.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Reverend Bradford, and certainly to the prayer line. And
somebody
Chris
got
Aquanetta.
Their TV on. Could you please wait a minute? Wait a minute, Sister. We want to make sure everybody here. Could you just mute your background just for a second? They turn your TV off. Mute your TV and your radio just for a second because all the lines are open. Amen. So we can give Sister Aquanetta some love. Amen. And then you can turn your TV back on after you mute your phone. Amen. Thank you. All right. Yes, Sister Gwen.
Yes, first I want to say good morning to Almighty God and just thank him for this day and this moment right now. And just right now, praise to Sister Aquanetta, and I was just sitting and bowing my head, saying daughter, minister, just everything that God have you to be. And I want to wish you, especially like Reverend Bradford, and she always uplift everybody, no matter their birthday or what day it is. She always lifts us up to God, so I thank you for that. And I did hear Minister Erica the other day, and I was so touched by what she was saying in your life, and God is so good. And I was just praising him as long as she was, as she was ministering the word. And I just want to say happy birthday to you. And Reverend Bradford, I just was looking at you, and you was just so happy as you sat back and watched your daughter as you ministered the word. And oh, my God, I've never seen nothing like that. But I give God the glory. I know he got anointings over your life. And Sister Aquanetta, I know that you're accepting everything that you're hearing because that is a present. What a greater present when somebody can speak in your life from the Lord. Like she said, straight from the hill. And it came straight from heaven, God himself. So I'm saying to you this morning also, happy, happy everything, because that's my new word that I'm using. Be blessed in everything you do, because God got it all in control. And I just love you, my dear sister. And you keep on doing like Reverend Bradford said, keep on working and doing for the Lord everything in Jesus' name. And I just love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, Sister Gwen. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, God bless
thank
you, my dear.
Thank you.
Love you, Reverend Bradford, and everybody else on the line.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Yeah, got something for you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Anyone else besides the
chair? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Yes.
But God is worthy to be praised. First, give it unto God. Dr. Pastor Bradford and Sister Aquanetta, I've never met her, but been on the line where she touches an agreement and she, you know, knows that Jesus is the answer. I am your sister in Christ today, and I celebrate with you. God is
thank
good.
You.
God is great, and the best is yet to come. Have an awesome, supernatural birthday. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless.
God bless you, Minister Estelle. Amen.
Yeah. Another lovely
sister. All right. Bless God. All right. Anybody else, please jump right in. Amen. We're not going
to
prolong. Amen. Anyone else would like to share any love with our Sister Aquanetta?
Yes. Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
God bless
you
and keep you. You know, that's my prayer. Speaking blessings in your life. Thank you for being on the line. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for the growth that God has of put in your spirit. Thank you for just coming and being faithful and even coming on Fridays and participating. We just appreciate you. And we just want God to just shower blessings all down upon you. Enjoy your day just tremendously. And when this Pastor Erica spoke in your life, it came straight from heaven. Receive it and just enjoy what He got coming for you. And you're excited about it. And I'm excited for you. So God bless you for today. Peace and grace be with you. It's my prayer.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Hank. And Sister Aquanetta, God bless you. Have yourself a joyously wonder-filled day today, and may God's anointing continue to be on you as it has been. As I, too, join the choir and lift you up and praise God for how he is growing you and developing you in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, enjoy. Have a happy, happy birthday to you.
Bless the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. All hearts and minds clear. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right.
Thank you.
I see there's quite a few people on the line. Amen. Well, just reach out to her. Amen. Hallelujah. Facebook, text. Amen. Maybe some people. Amen. A little busy. Amen. Whatever. Sometimes, amen, they just want to wait, amen, so that's okay. All right, amen, well, you heard from the Lord, so guess what? If you never hear from another person, it's all right, because you already got your birth ticket.
Right.
You already heard from the Lord. You heard from the main one. And so we bless the Lord. Yes. All right. So everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Amen. Again, Sister Aquanetta. Amen.
I need some of that. I'm trying to get dressed, too. Yeah. Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Good morning, everybody else on the line.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy God bless you. Happy birthday. And bless you. Many more. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we're going to bless your sights off today. Good morning, everyone. I get myself together.
Good morning.
Amen. We understand. Amen. I got to do the same thing. Jump right in the shower right now. Amen. Get dressed, amen. Glory be to God as we get going, amen. So we want to thank everybody for calling in today, amen, hallelujah, every day, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, here we go. All right, so you got a song for me, you got a song for Sister Darlene. Now let's pull something out here and cue in Jesus' name. There we go, hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.